dawning, we would awaken to stark geopolitical realities. The very nature of war would radically change, and my friends and I would be on the front lines of the new warfare. These were also years of my passage from swaggering teen years to a more sober, reflective adulthood. On the way, I would make a solid handful of the best friends in the world. Many of them I would soon lose. It's a strange place I find myself in these days. When I talk with people in their 80s or 90s, they describe what it's like seeing so many of their friends vanish one by one and finding themselves progressively more alone in the world. That's a normal part of the cycle of life, I know. But I've been having that experience for years, and I'm barely 40. The U.S. Special Operations Community is one of the fiercest and most experienced fighting forces the world has ever seen. But we've been at war now for well over a decade, the longest continuous state of armed conflict in our history as a nation. This has put an enormous stress on all men and women in uniform, along with their families and friends. Given the unique nature of today's asymmetrical warfare, it has placed an especially heavy burden on our special operations community. Many of my closest friends in the SEAL teams are no longer here. They sacrificed everything, many leaving behind mothers, fathers, wives, and children. At the same time, they also left behind powerfully instructive examples of living, models of what it means to be a hero. This is the